Okay, so the Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Bet says, Misha achal v'shachach v'lo beirech. If someone ate and forgot to make a bracha achrona, and he'd already moved from where he is, and we're going to see that the focus here is the question of whether you have to go back, and we have a parallel discussion in Psachim, actually, on Kuf Aleph, of what foods are you obligated to return to your original place where you ate to make the bracha achrona. Chamai says you have to go back to where you ate and you make the bracha achrona there. Vidhil omrim yivarech b'makom shenizkar. Vidhil says it is legitimate for you to make the bracha achrona where you remember. Vad matam yivarech. And until what point can you make the bracha? Ad kedeshit akel amazon shememeyav. Until the food has been digested in your stomach. Now, which foods are it? For which foods do you have to go back? So the Rajba has the most limited position, and he thinks that only bread do you have to go back for. Tosvot, Rif, Rush say it's basically Hamotzi and Mizonot that you have to go back for. And the Rashbam in Psochem and the Rambam says as well, is anything about which you would say a bracham ein shalosh, right? So al hamechya, al ha'et, so anything basically from the shivat aminim or the five grains, right? The Rashbam says klomar bracha chashuva b'tnei atzman shrichin b'mkoman kagon shivat haminim didbu bracha achat mein shalosh, and the Rambam as well. Kol ha'mivarech b'rikat ha'mazon o bracha achat mein shalosh tarech levarech ota b'makom she'achal. Interestingly, all of these positions are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What? Right, every single one of these is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I'll read it to you, one second. Kuf ayin chet hey. Says Yesh omrim shivat haminim tunin bracha lachreim b'mkomam. Right, some say everything from shivat haminim. V'yesh omrim dafka minei dagan, and some say only mizonot. And the Ramah says v'yesh omrim dafka pat, and some say only bread. So Mogen Avram says, so lechadchila you should be machmir on all the shiva haminim. Right, same in the Berhetev. Lechadchila you should be machmir. The Gra is machria like Tosfot, right? Namely, that it's Hamotzi and Mizona, right? He quotes Tosfot. He says, "Rayatam in a love tshuva, rechein ikar." He says there is no all the proofs. If you want to go the old proofs, right? And Tosfot, you can see, but he says, yeah, there is no way of getting around the proofs of the. Right, so they're just to quote, read the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Kadu achron lechatchila yachim lebarum gomen afilu b'shevat aminim." Right, lechatchila should be machmir even the shevat aminim. V'chin in shini makom in tzelch varakol shevat aminim gomal apad m'shin mekomo. And therefore, lekula, one of the implications of this is that if you do change makom, you don't have to make another bracha. And he says, "Well, they are suffik brachot lahakel, and therefore you wouldn't." But v'dara gra v'ur d'de'am tzadi ekar ludina. But the gra paskins, right, like the middle position of Mizona. And in general, right, this is something that Breud points out in his book on Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tries to have a compendium of Psak, but the Gra gets an outweigh, right, is gets a much more heavily weighted position where he really, at some level, treats the Gra as the Posek Acharon. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yusta b'shem Rabbi Yuna b'barshunam amar treinam oroin. Two explanations of Beit Shammai. Chad Amar Tamin to Beit Shammai. Now we're turning. Turn. There we go. Chad Amar Tamin to Beit Hill. One explains Beit Shammai. One says Beit Hill. Mandamar Tamin to Beit Shammai. Ilu Shachach Sham. Kis Avanim Tovar Umar Goliot. Shemaloya Choser Vinotel Kiso. Vacha Yachzir Limkomo Vivarech. Says, I don't understand. Why would you think you don't have to go back? If you left your wallet, you left jewels, wouldn't you go back? So for a bracha, you don't have the same appreciation? What? You horrible human being. Why does Beit Hillel make ill? Because he says, no, there are cases where we clearly don't. Let's say you had a worker who was working at the top of a tree or in a pit. Shema matrichan Yishiach Dorlim Kamo V'Yivarech, would you make him go back? Obviously, you wouldn't make him go back into the pit or to the top of the tree to make a bracha. That's crazy. Mevarech Makom Shenizkar. You would tell him to make the bracha wherever he happens to be. Now, why this is obvious, right? Not clear, right? We saw that the Poel, the reason of the kulot is because of his responsibility to the Malabayit. Why? But anyways, but it takes it as a given. So, Avhacha, Mivarach, Makom, Shenizkar. Now, the Orzarua, though, makes an interesting diuk, which is, since the Gemara says, are we matriachim, what does that imply? We don't make you go through the trouble, but it clearly is. Exactly, right? It's clearly better. And Tosfot says this in a different form. On Nunbed, or Yonah says it, right? And that's why he would say that the Gemara has a story in which someone was machmer like Beit Shammai, and don't, right, remember the beginning of the Masechta, we say, oh, don't be machmer like Beit Shammai and Kriyat Shema. Here, everyone agrees that it is
better.
Yeah. And therefore, it is... and therefore, right, it's not considered going against. Right, Beit Hillel, because everyone would agree. Okay, so the next Mishnah says, sorry, the next line of the Mishnah. So for how long can you? So Rebchia b'shem Shmuel ad sheyitakel mazon b'meyav, until the food is digested. Or... So either there's a Girsa Chum Omrim, which makes this a separate Girsa, there are definitely two Shita. Either makes it a second Shita so that we end up with three, right? Or it is clarifying, which is, what does it mean, digestion, which is called Manchut Tamei Machmadoto Shuda, which is long as you are still thirsty from the meal, and that happens until you basically have digested. Rabbi Yochanan says until you're hungry again, which is slightly different than when the food has digested. And Shulchan Aruch, if I just read it, says as follows: Kuf Bei Dalet Hey. He says, "Emet Ayachol Arech Ad Sheyit Akel Hamazon Shemimayav VeKama Shiuro Kolzman Shein Raev Machmat." Oto achila, right, which is some sort of combination. Once you're hungry, even if it hasn't fully digested, it's as if it has been digested, and therefore he thinks they're not so far from each other, but the fundamental standard is not digestion, but hunger, like Rabbi Yochanan. But again, the fact that he uses the language here of Rabbi Chia highlights the fact that these aren't such different such different shito, but why does he say that? And the Mishnah just clarifies: Niresha balafuke imhu mishaer shbota achila levada haikrashir latakel vayachodel yod raev or eze meshech achal od misharim minei mizonot. Right, he said, what you have to be clear is it has to be from that food, right? Meaning, if you snacked in the middle, and therefore you're not hungry, but you would still be hungry from the original. So obviously you need to take that into account. Okay. Next Mishnah. Balahen Yayin Achar Hamazon. If they get what? Ooh, we really have to move. Wow, I did not realize how much time I was taking. Okay. If wine comes after the meal, the Ainja Melota Kos, you only have one Kos, Bechamayom Rimavarach Alayayin, Bachrach Mavarach Hamazon. So you have the wine before you bench, and then you bench. Even though you're therefore not going to be able to bench, al hakos. Hill says, first you bench, and then you make the bracha on the kos. Meaning, you use it for benching. And onin amen achar Yisrael hamivarech. You can say, you say an amen after the Jew who's making a bracha. Ve'en onin amen achar akuti. But you don't. And as we'll see, it's going to clarify, this is even if you didn't necessarily hear the whole bracha, but you heard the end of the bracha, but you're not able to do that. How much of the bracha you have to hear, so that's what we'll see. But not after a kutim, varech adjishma kol bracha. You have to hear the whole bracha, because since the kutim were, you know, very questionable gerim, we're worried that he's not just going to bless God, he's going to add avodah zarah or something along the lines. You really don't want to be saying amen to that. Now, what is the machloket b'Hilchos Beit Shammai? So, Amar Rabbi Ba, Aideshi bracha ktana, shema yishkach v'yishteh. So, Beit Shammai is worried that basically, because the bracha of Yain is so short, that you're just going to forget to say the bracha at all. You're going to bench, you're going to be holding it, and you're just going to drink it without making a bracha. And therefore, he would rather you say the bracha before. Now, the Haredim says, well, that's not enough, right? That can't be the entirety of his shita, right? He says the primary machloket must be how essential is a bracha, is yayin, right? Is having a cup of wine for benching. Beit Hillel thinks it's essential. Beit Shammai thinks it isn't essential. It's nice. But once you hold it's nice, but not essential, then he can be worried about secondary concerns, like you might forget to make hagafet. If you think that it's actually essential, and this is the Haredim based on Rashi, right, he says, right, so Beit Hillel, right, it's a two-pronged position. It's once he thinks it's essential, so then, right, and that's why he thinks that, there is another position, and that is, I'll read it to you, based on the, the Rajba is a second position, that maybe both of them agree that you don't need a kos, and they really are just arguing about how worried are we about this. And a third position, which the Rajba suggests, which is the most fascinating, I think, is that there's a position quoted in the Bavli on Memtet, in the name of Rav Meir, that you're not allowed to bench unless you eat and drink, because his drasha is v'achalta zu achila v'savata Zushtia. So in order to be chayv in benching, you need to eat and drink. And what they're arguing about is that, according to Beit Shammai, he's machmir like Rabbi Meir, that you're not chayv in benching until you drank. So obviously, it's more important to drink before benching, because otherwise, you don't have to bench at all. There's no chiyuv of benching. And Beit Hillel would disagree and say, Mapitom, you are... right, allowed to bench. Shulchan Aruch paskins ain lo ela kos echad manicho ad la'achar mazon mevarech alav, obviously, like Beit Hillel. And this is Kuf Ayin Dalid Gimel. Yeah, Kuf Ayin Dalid Gimel. The Gra has a totally different understanding. And he thinks that, no, everyone agrees that you do need a kos. And they're arguing about the tzura, is what does it mean to bench on a kos? Is it to bench, to have a kos before Birkat HaMazon, like by Milah, right? Or to have it afterwards? Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ha'achar Yisrael onin amen afal bishlo shama. So you're allowed to make a bracha of a Jew. This implies even if you didn't hear the bracha. But the Gemara says, how could that be? Lo chein tani shama v'lo ana yotza. That if you hear the bracha and you don't respond, you're still yotze, b'diavad, it's not great. But ana v'lo shama lo yotza. But if you respond and you don't hear, you're not yotze. at all. Now, this is by Hallel. This is responding to Hallel. And when you're not Yotzei, we tell you you're not allowed to say bracha because amen, because then you might think you are Yotzei. So if that's the case, the our Mishnah says you're allowed to say amen on a Jew's bracha, even if you don't hear it, goes against this. So more answers, Chibre Drav, Amar, you're right. If you're being Yotzei with the bracha, you're not allowed to make an amen for the Jew's bracha if you didn't hear it. But if I'm not benching, right, I'm not chayvin benching, I'm just sitting there and I'm just making an amen because I'm responding to the amen. So then the only gzera against saying the amen is unless erad ol bracha is in a case where I need to be yotzei. But if I don't need to be yotzei, so it's not a problem at all. This is how the Haredim understands it. Now, right now, according to this, yeah, so the Marafulda has a different understanding, and they say no. The Gemara really is talking about that someone who says Amen after a Jew's bracha, and for part of it, you're Yotze even with a part of the bracha. The Gemara is asking, well, how could you do that? Right? You didn't hear it. And the Gemara's answer is no. You're right. You're not Yotzei, right? That was exactly the question. How could be Yotzei if you only hear the bracha? The Gemara says you're not. You're right. You're not Yotzei. It's just talking about a case where you're not being Yotzei the bracha. Okay. So Hacha ben Yindatani Shama v'lo Ana Yotza Ana v'lo Shama lo Yotza. In the context of Hallel, we said if you hear it, but you don't respond, you're Yotzei. But if you respond, you don't hear, you're not Yotzei. So Rav b'shem Rav Abba b'shem Abba Bar Chana v'itamrei la Abba Bar Chana b'shem Rav Hushana Rashi Prakim. You need some sort of response, right? Meaning, when we say that you don't need to respond, we mean that you don't need to respond in the ideal way, but you need to at least say something. So maybe you don't need to respond to every line of Halal, but at the beginning of each perek, each paragraph, you need to say something. Zera boy, Ainin Rashi Prakim. What are the beginning of the Prakim? Haluka, Halu Avde Hashem, Halu Et Shem Hashem. Okay. Bon Kumi Rabbi Chia Bar Ba. Minayin Shim Shama Velo Ana Yotze. How do you know that without responding, you're still Yotze? Turn. So Amar Min Madan and Chami Rabbana Rav Da Avdin came. Because I've seen many rabbis do that. Inan Kaiman Bitsibura, Dilin Amrin Dain, Baruch Abav, and Amrin Mashem Hashem, Vilin Vilin, Yotzi De Chovatan, right? Because we would be saying Hallel, some would say Baruch Abav, some would say Mashem Hashem. So you see that you're Yotze with hearing without answering. Right? Meaning, how do you know? Because I saw it. Right? What do you want from me, right? They were clearly Yotze. Right, and they were only answering right the Rashi Prakim. Now later on, right, we added the more right sentence by sentence response, but that wasn't always true. So Tani Rab Oshia, Onu Adam Amen Afilu Lo Achal. You're allowed to say Amen even if you didn't eat. The Eino Omer Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo Elam Kin Achal. You're not allowed to, and we saw this earlier in the story with Rishim Ben Shetach. Right, you're not allowed to say Baruch Shachal Mishalo unless you ate. Remember, that was when they asked him to bench. Yanai said bench, and he said, well, what am I supposed to say? Baruch that Yanai ate? Tani, Ein Onin Amen Yitoma, V'lo Amen Kitufa, V'lo Amen Chatufa. Right, you're not allowed to answer any of these Amens. Not an orphaned Amen, a cut Amen, a stolen Amen. And Benazai Omer Ha'on Amen Yitoma, you Banav Yitomim. It's really bad. If you answer an Amen Yitoma, your children will be Yitomim. Because you're degrading God and now whatever. Chatufa, if you have the stone, you need Chatfu, Shnotav, your years will be grabbed away from you. Again, you'll die early. Ktufa, Tikatev Nishmato. And if it's Ktufa, your soul will be harvested. Aruka, but if you have a long amen, Maricha no Yamav Ushnota Bitova, you have a nice long life. So now the Gemara says, well, okay, now that we've showered you with curses. So would you like to explain for what we should avoid to not be cursed? So Ezohi Amen Yitoma, Amar Avhuna, Dein de Chayev Lemivrache. It's a person who's Chayev in Ibracha, who Ana Velo Yada Limahu Ana. Right? He's Chayev in Ibracha, and he nevertheless answers Amen without knowing what he's answering Amen to. Right? It's orphaned from context.
Might be. It's a topic whether he.
Right, meaning it's right. So the Mefarshim say maybe Lo Yada is Lavdafka, maybe it's Lo Shama, right? Meaning you were supposed to be Yotze and you like you weren't bothering to hear, and then like then you're like Amen, right? And you think that that's it. Others have different interpretations. Right now, the problem is the minhag of the shul in Alexandria, right, which we find several places in Chazal, right, that they would have like, you know, flags telling you. So, and that, you know, emphasizes this idea that it's about, that it's mamish about Yodea and not Shomea. Right. So in the end, the Beis Yosef holds like the riff, right, that there is no chisaron in not hearing it. You just need to know what you're saying amen to. And the Rama is choshesh for Rashi. One second. Wait, so according to Rashi, according to the riff, the problem is, right, it's not about not hearing it, it's about that you can't be Yotze, right? So therefore, V'huana V'lo Yada means, Shlo Shama, Shanin Davar Tali B'yidiyah El B'shmiya, V'shomad Abrocha, Enu Yotze, V'nu Yochol Avin Allah. Amen, right, if you don't hear it, in a case when you want to be Yotze, then that's a problem, right? So they limit this problem to cases where you want to be Yotze, and there then you have to hear. Right. That's what it is, right? So the riff is more makil. Amen Yisom is only a problem when you want to be Yotze, and then you have to hear. The Rashi seems to say no, that whenever you say an amen, there's a problem, right? Either you have to hear, or you have to know what's going on, but it's always a problem to answer without that. So Tani, Goy Sheberech Et Hashem. Now the other ones, Chatufa and right. So the Gemara skips over the other ones, right? Which is Chatufa and Ketufa. What?
Because it's so obvious, we're plucking and stealing.
Correct. So Ketufa is where you divide it into two, according to some, where you say Amen, right? Or you. According to others, you don't say the nun, amei, right? And chatufa is where you say it with a chataf, meaning you say it with a shva, amen, amen, right? Instead of amen, right? Amen, or something like that. Fine, Tana. Goy shebirach Hashem, onen achrav amen. If a goy says a bracha, you're allowed to say amen. And Amar Rabbi Tanchuma in Bercha Goy Anachav Amen. If a Goy blesses you, say Amen. Dechtev Baruch Tia Mikol Amim, because that's a good thing, right? That's part of the promise of Moshe of Avram that you're supposed to be blessed amongst the nations. What? I don't know why. Shigam. Now, right, the Mefarshim say that it could be that just, you know, a kuti is worse in this sense than the goy, right, because, you know, if he's actually saying Shem Hashem, there's no reason to assume he means anything other than Hashem, whereas the kuti, who has a syncretist theology, right, they might use Shem Hashem and mean something very different by Hashem's name, and therefore that's going to be worse. But there are other Girsot Right, and Rabbeinu Yonah says no. Right, he has a girsa that no, the goy is worse. Right, and that basically the Havamina was that you wouldn't say a bracha on the goy's bracha, you wouldn't say amen on the goy's bracha at all. And what the Gemara is telling you is you do, but only as you would a kuti. Right? Therefore, Lamaskani thinks a goy and the kuti are the same. The Havamina is that a goy is worse than the kuti. And then the Gemara tells a story. Goy echad paga et Rabbi Yishmael uvercho. There was a non-Jew who met Rabbi Yishmael and blessed him. Amar kvar milatcha amira. What you said is already said. Thank you. Right? It's right. Meaning I don't need your bracha. Right? Because God already blessed me. Thank you very much. Paga achrina v'kilo. Another guy came and cursed Rabbi Yishmael. Amar leg kvar milatcha amira. That's also what he said. I'm going to tell me, Rebbe, Kamad Amar Lahadein, Amar Lahadein. Why would you say the same thing to the person who blessed you and the one who cursed you? Amar Lahon. What do you mean? King Tiv, Arech Arur, Arech Baruch. Right? God already said that there are going to be people who are going to be blessed us, there are people who are going to curse us. The ones who curse us are going to be cursed. The ones who bless us are going to be blessed. That's life. What do you want from my life? That is exactly right. This is no chiddush, and they will take the consequences as it is, but I don't need their brachot. I don't need their klalot. Hajan Alach Eludvarim, and we'll pick up with the next paragraph tomorrow.